Eddie Betts joins us.
Eddie! Oi, oi, oi! Eddie's got to go! Eddie, he had no right to win that! Listen to the chant!
Eddie Betts!
Feels a bit weird today.
It does.
We've never had to do this after bad news very often this season, I don't think.
Only a few times.
We have to put on our hard question caps now, aren't we? We're going to put on our hard journalistic approach. Eddie Betts, good morning. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, guys. I don't think I'll be playing until I was 50, though. But,
oh, come on.
I'm all right.
Boomer almost made it.
He's almost made it. He might play on.
Yeah, that's right.
Depends where he goes. I said to him against North Melbourne, come to the Crows.
What, did he give you an indication?
He said, no, he didn't actually. But he said, actually, yeah, you had a good year, Ed. And I said, well, come to the Crows, bro.
Yeah.
We'll look after you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We'll give you a good send-off.
Exactly.
Find a pocket for him.
Well, you can have whatever pocket he wants if he comes.
Well, how do you feel, mate? It was an agonising night, Saturday night. We're never really in it after that first quarter.
Yeah, It's tough. It's hard, you know, when you go out like that, especially, you know, with so much on the line. Going up to Sydney to play Sydney is always a hard game. And I guess, you know, that first quarter just didn't go our way. And they got a great start. And then, you know, after that, you know, we just spoke about it before. I think the scores were level for the rest of the game. But that first quarter, they just blew us away.
Still felt like there was a faint chance at three-quarter time.
Yeah, well, in that third quarter, we got back to the way that we wanted to play and, you know, we started winning a contested ball. We got it forward and we started kicking some goals. So, yeah, it was tough. And then when, you know, we came in at three-quarter time and said, listen, you know, we can score quickly. We're only four goals down. You know, we'll come out and give it our best. But then they kicked the first two and we just couldn't come back from there. And, yeah, it was tough.
What was it like straight after the game? How did you feel? I mean, it must just be a gutting feeling. Were you emotional?
Yeah, this is the first time this year Like, every other year I was being okay, but I actually broke down and cried this year. I was in tears. I was just, you know, playing footy for that long. All you want to do is play in a premiership. And, you know, now you said, you know, we've got to go back to next year. And it's, like we said before, it's like climbing Mount Everest. We have to go all the way back down to the bottom and start climbing again. So, you know, we don't know if we're going to be back here next year. So that's the tough thing. And, yeah, I was very emotional.
Did you have Anna with you and the kids?
Nah, well, they were there, but then they went home because the kids were a bit tired. So,
yeah, sure.
So she took the kids
Who
home.
Were you with when you were upset?
A few of the boys. You know, Sloane came over and gave me a hug. And, you know, we spoke about it. Richie Douglas, a couple of the older guys. And, you know, I sat down with our forward-line coach, David Teague, and, you know, they just said, hold your head up high.
Do you reckon you feel it harder being a bit older?
You do. You do. I mean, when I was a younger kid, when I first started playing, I was just happy I was playing footy. And now that I'm much older and I've been in the system for 12 years now, you just want to play in a premiership and you know, you get so close and it doesn't happen. So, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You know, everyone strives to play in a premiership, but, you know, like you said, when you get older and you know, you played a lot of AFL footy, I haven't played past the second final yet. So, yeah, it was pretty disappointing on the weekend.
Mm. Well, if it's any consolation, Ed, you weren't the only one that cried on Saturday night.
We'll only stop crying yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. But so it's really emotional in the moment. Then you get up the next day and you've got another season next year. What do you tell yourself to make yourself feel that there's plenty to look forward to? Is that the feeling? Are you there yet, or are you still? Have you lent any thought to that yet?
No, I haven't really. I sat down and, you know, with the boys and we discussed footy. Not too much of footy though, but so we just discussed the year and how things planned out. But looking at the group that we have, like the youth that we have down there and the way that Charlie Cameron played on the weekend was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and, you know, I think, you know, next year we should put him up on the wing. And, you know, I have a vision. It's not no one else's, but it's my vision. You know, having Charlie Cameron and Wayne Miller on each wing.
Oh, yes.
I think we should do that next year and let them through run wild. You know, and Curtly Hampton's still coming through. He's been injured this year and,
Both played really well in the SANFL game on Sunday. Mm.
And he's very tough, Curtly, and, you know, he's a very good ball user and he's got some speed. So, you know, we got some things to look forward to next year.
Is it hard at the moment, you know, within the club? Because, you know, a lot of people were critical after the game of the midfield, and there's talk about whether everyone's necessarily going to stay? Does that create a sort of air of, you know, uneasiness within the club at the moment? It's a weird time of year.
Yeah, I know, but not really. We're just a bunch of good mates, you know, going out and just sitting down and relaxing and talking about the year. There's no really awkward feelings about anything, to be honest. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's a few players out of contract still, but that's how footy is, you know.
Yeah.
Every year there's always a, you know, a list change and, you know, 4 to 5 players are unlucky and some get traded and some get delisted. So that's footy. That happens every year. So, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest.
You've got a better insight than most, having been a free agent and gone from Carlton, come over here to South Australia at the Crows. Does anyone ever seek you out and say, what was that like? What, you know, internally in football, it not even from the Crows, from other places, and they say, you know, what are the things I should know about? What are the things I should look out for? Can you mentor people a bit in that area?
I guess a little bit. Like, I've had a few people that asked me that same question, and I said it's been probably the best move I've ever made in my life.
Yep.
It was the hardest move I've ever made because I love the Carlton Football Club. I'm a life member.
Yep.
But I've still got friends there. But just and saying that, moving across here is probably the best move I've made, you know, a fresh start, new people, new friends, and I'm playing the best footy I've ever played. So, you know, I tell people who ask me that, it's always, you know, you could give it a go, but, you know, it's probably the best move that I've made and it's worked for me.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed, during the year, and, you know, we've absolutely loved this spot. It's been terrific having you in and, you know, not just you, but also Louis. It's been a high point of our weeks and we know that our listeners love it too. We even get nice feedback from Port supporters when you come in. But look, often when you've come in during the year, you've been, you know, a bit proppy or you've been in a bit of pain from the attention you've been getting. You know, a few of the defenders been getting up close and personal with you. Do you find that when the season's on, you've got adrenaline running through your body that helps you sort of keep going? And now that the season's ended, do you sort of feel like physically you're sort of collapsing into a bit of a heap?
Yeah, you do a little bit. That's only for the first week or so once you're finished. You know, and like you said, the adrenaline, when you're playing and you're getting bashed and you're getting slung to the ground, you don't really feel it out there. Or you do, but the adrenaline kicks in, you can't really feel it until after the game. And, you know, there's something to look forward to. You're playing each week. So, you know, if you're feeling sore during the week, you've got to play on Saturday. So you've got to get yourself right. And, you know, we've got the physios, massage table, ice baths, everything at the club to get you right. I guess now that, you know, the season's done, it's weird. Like, it just seems like it just, like, clicked. And I can just remember our first game. So, it's weird. But now, you know, I can just relax, go on holidays. And I'm heading to Fiji with the family.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
For a week, and then I'm going to Italy for 2 weeks. So,
oh, wow.
It's going to be a good off-season. I think I need it.
And it starts today, doesn't it? Wacky Wednesday.
Yes.
You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to leave the studio and put on a dress or anything like that.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's really really as big as we've had it in the past. I think, you know, it's going to be laid back today and we're just going to jump on the bus and see where it takes us.
Mystery bus.
The mystery bus. So, I don't think it's going to be really big. So we'll see how it goes.
A couple of quiet ones. Nothing too silly.
As long as it brings you back, Eddie. That's the main thing, that bus. That's what we want.
They'll drop us off somewhere. Yeah. but it's going to be a good day. It'll be good to, you know, to bond with the boys. You know, one last time. And then we've got the BNF on Friday. And then we're done. So there's no more commitments to the club.
Got a tip for the BNF. It's hard to go past Rory Sloane, isn't it?
Yeah, Rory Sloane will win it.
Yep.
So it should be a great night. You're coming though, aren't you?
Yeah, I've jagged an invite. It's going to be great.
It'll be good. So,
looking forward to getting along.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great night. So, but they put it on Friday night, and who's playing? Geelong and Sydney.
Don't want to watch that, do you?
Nah, I don't want to watch that. But I'm to all the Crows supporters, I've actually jumped on the Geelong bandwagon because Paddy's a good friend of mine, and I'd like to see him do well and hopefully get his first premiership now that the Crows are out.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know if Crow supporters will like that, but only because
you're a better man than I am, Eddie. That's for sure.
Only because I'm a good mate of Paddy's and I love him dearly, so I wish him all the best and hopefully he can win his first premiership.
Are they your tip as well?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
It's great though, you know, thinking about it. I actually sat down and thought about it where, you know, Geelong, not sorry, Western Bulldogs and GWS, one of those two teams are going to play in the grand final this year. So
amazing.
That's great for AFL footy. You know, you got Cam Thompson in here. He's a massive Hawthorn supporter and he's spewing that they're out.
Oh, speaking of tears.
Was he crying?
Oh, yeah. He's just, you can see this mascara still running. It's quite remarkable. He's like a raccoon.
He's going to have to reapply his makeup.
They won three in a row, so
you've had enough. But we haven't been out of sledging for 4 years. That's the problem. So we can finally get into him.
Hey Ed, look, on behalf of all of our listeners who have loved this segment so much, we want to thank you at 5AA. I didn't even know what sort of media work you'd done before, but it's almost like we just feel like we're chatting amongst ourselves when you're in here, like we're just sitting around talking. Yep. And you know, you're such a great bloke, such a natural, easygoing guy, and you know, juggling a young family as well. We've loved that the studio's often felt like a bit of a kindergarten with Louis running around. So good on you, mate. Thanks so much, and all the very best for the year ahead.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been fantastic, and I've really enjoyed it. And I'll be back next year as well.
Good on you, Ed. We love it. Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming
legend.
In. And have a good break.
Now, you're not playing till 50, though. We'll talk about that afterwards, because I'm just not happy with that answer. But anyway, we'll focus on that later.